We're going to go into some commercials and then on to the next set, yeah? WRCT 88.3 FM, my walking radio and Asher Radio Prime. But I said, hit me up on 412-499-5000. This is your radio show, not my radio show. Oh, I really want to make it interactive, yeah? Coming up to you, popular Vibes Cartel from the album Dancehall Royalty. I wanna meet you.
You're not from Facebook, Twitter famous, IG smart, everybody love you, except a few haters. But girl, you're not catered. Baby, you're so popular. Gonna go eat you, but man, I feel love. Everybody like your picture. I wanna meet you so much, it hurts. Baby, you're so popular. Girl, I go eat you, but man, I feel love. Everybody like your picture. I wanna meet you so much it hurts. You got a bag of fans, haters as well. Everything you post for the game, I'm on them. Everything you post for the game, a problem. Body perfect, you in my top 10. But I know just now, been a pre from when. Every man want and you in a girlfriend. But you could've won up cause you got wealth. Bugga man want she run it like marathon. But she know so we cool like avalanche. Wish we coulda meet and we have a dance. Maybe book a flight go to Panama. Oh, we see a big spot in the media. I question myself if I see that. Real boss, you a leader. Words from Akil and Adija. Baby, you're so popular. Girl, I go eat you, but man, I feel love. Everybody like your picture. I wanna meet you so much it hurts. Baby, you're so popular. Girl, I go eat you, but man, I feel love. Everybody like your picture. I wanna meet you so much it hurts. Everywhere you go, I bag a man, I look ya. Some I send me money, them I look a boobs out. When you wake up a man in as usual. Girl, I bag a message in and your inbox. Man, I send your flowers under your window. Pastor get it and say hallelujah. You know wait, see the dick and I run. Bugga man want she run it like marathon. But she know so we cool like avalanche. Wish we coulda meet and we have a dance. Maybe book a flight go to Panama. Oh, we see a big spot in the media. I question myself if I see that. Real boss, you a leader. Words from Akil and Adija. Baby, you're so popular. Girl, I go eat you, but man, I feel love. Everybody like your picture. I wanna meet you so much it hurts. Baby, you're so popular. Girl, I go eat you, but man, I feel love. Everybody like your picture. I wanna meet you so much it hurts. I wanna meet you so much it hurts.
What we're gonna do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time. When the only people that existed were troglodytes. Cavemen. Cave women. Neanderthal. Troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home listening to his stereo.
That is right. He is listening to his stereo and he is listening to Zombo's Deep Archive. That is where me, Zombo, and you are hanging out and we're playing shows from 13 years ago. Revisiting Zombo in Your Brain, 2009. Today, we're going to go back into time to July the 10th, 2009. And once again, pay no attention to like all the announcements. Or just don't pay any attention to anything. We'll get along just great. The show is 13 years old. My regular show, Zombo in Your Brain, on tomorrow, Friday, live in your brain. And that is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So let's get into this show from back in the time. Zombo's Deep Archive right here on WRCT in Pittsburgh.
I am Criswell. For you.
Company's here, our company that is. You're listening to a special edition of the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana. Hello, family of Jim Rogers, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio stations and streaming services on your audio device of choice. Today we have a special program that features past performances from our studios. You are going to hear youth as well as adults. There's a lot to come in the hours ahead. Just to give you a preview, in our 11 o'clock Eastern hour, Folk Faces as well as Jim Avett. In our 10 o'clock hour, the Wheeling Park High School Bluegrass Band and Harper Lola B. Finlay. In our 9 o'clock hour today, Chicago's Lowdown Brass Band, along with members of Pittsburgh's Royce. In our 8 o'clock hour, Sweet Atmosphere with Gypsy Jazz, as well as legendary jazz saxophonist Richie Cole. And in our next hour, you will hear from West Virginia's Todd Burge, along with the American Reed Collage from the Army Field Band. In a moment, you'll hear from Molly Alphabet, along with Chet Vincent and Trish Imbrogno. But first up, it's Ernie Hawkins. We begin today with a man who is known all over the world and is from right here in Pittsburgh, Ernie Hawkins, who studied acoustic blues with the Reverend Gary Davis and is simply regarded as one of the best there is. He has an encyclopedic knowledge of acoustic and country blues, and today he's joined by Clint Hoover. This performance is from September 14th of 2019. It took place during our 11 o'clock hour, so you may have missed it if you typically get up early. We thought we'd begin with it. Here, from September 14th, 2019, Ernie Hawkins along with Clint Hoover.
Thanks, Larry. We're just going to kick off with an old-time country, Texas country blues called Red River Blues. Honey, down the Texas shore.
mad, but no more. Honey, carry my rocking chair. Yeah, honey, carry my rocking chair. I'm gonna ask Mr. Purple if the blues ever stop by there.
Ernie Hawkins and Clint Hoover here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Ernie, what have you been up to? It's been a while since I've seen you.
Well, not too much, actually. The last few years, I've been kind of taking it easy. I moved down to the river, to the Allegheny, and just been kind of watching the water go by. It's been great. Making some records, doing some books and stuff like that. And still working on stuff.
I noticed a couple new recordings when I was visiting your website last week. What's the latest?
Latest is Nong Hail Rye.
And what do people find on it? Or are those all originals? Or
probably a lot of originals. Yeah. Some, you know, old-time rags and blues, you know, Blind Blake tunes and Gary Davis songs and stuff like that. And, you know, old jazz tunes. And some originals, yeah.
That'll be well worth checking out. You mentioned books. Are you at liberty to talk about
what a few years ago I did three Mel Bay books for on Gary Davis, gospel guitar and blues, ragtime guitar and novelty instrumentals, things like that. Putting together sort of a compilation of all the instrumentals I've done over the years right now.
Oh, nice.
Adding some new ones and re-recording some things.
You know, that whole issue of instruction, because you've taught, I know, a lot of people, how that's changed over the years in the internet era, people trying to learn off of watching people play or even Skyping lessons. That's been a whole new world. And I'm not sure if anything can sacrifice. I mean, I always think about your time with Reverend Gary Davis, one-on-one like that.
Nothing can touch that.
Yeah, I can't. I know Clint's nodding his head. I mean, when you think about that, I mean, you need to pick up his essence and his whole personality and way of being as you work with someone like Gary Davis.
If you can, yeah.
Yeah. Why don't we, you guys want to play another song, and then we'll
sure.
talk a little bit about whatever you want to talk about.
Okay. Okay.
So an old song from a Louisiana, Texas player by the name of Jesse Thomas. I'm sending this out to Cheryl.
How did you and Clint, Clint, you're still 2 years in here in Pittsburgh?
Longer than that, actually. Yeah, I'm pushing, I think, 6 or 7
I'm
years.
I'm doing a rough time with my date estimating today.
Yeah.
How did you and Ernie get together?
Well, through a mutual friend, musician, Sherry Richards, kind of introduced us. Yeah, very recently, just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, she just brought Clint up. Over the house, and we played and kind of connected. So
yeah,
it's not a surprise whatsoever. You two fit together really well.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
You mentioned books and sort of watching the river go by. Have you been creating new songs much at all?
Yeah, I'm always doing some of that. I'm always writing stuff and. working stuff out. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can't imagine that ever really stops. And teaching too, I assume.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah.
Where you're living now.
Yeah, there's a whole different world there on the Allegheny, and the people that live on the river, a whole thing that most Pittsburghers really don't know anything about.
And that's one reason some people listening know that that would probably be, I would like to do that someday, live along
I
the river.
I always wanted to.
Yeah.
My whole life, ever since I was aware of the Allegheny, just got lucky, found a little cabin, sitting next to the river and watching the water.
Yeah, there's
the ducks, the rabbits, the birds, the flies, the geese, the mice, the gnomes.
He's got a lot of animals and birds coming around his back porch. It's a beautiful thing.
There's an old John Hartford song.
The Illinois River.
Well, there's that. Yeah, I guess he's got a million songs about rivers.
He's a river guy.
But there's one that's just watching the river go by, watching the river go by. And that's pretty much the whole lyric.
Yeah, that's really all you need to say. Loved him. Yeah.
I've told this story before, but we saw him at the Elizabeth Moose, which was a great venue for the big personality of John Hartford. And he just looked up and he said, "Are there any rivermen here?"
Uh-huh.
And up went a lot of hands on a lot of older guys that, you know, ran barges and towboats. And he just got this big grin on his face.
Yeah.
He had found a bunch of kindred
spirits.
His
people.
Yeah.
They're still around. You know, there's families that have been doing, you know, work on the river for generations.
Are you able to get in the river where you are? Is there any swimming?
Oh, yeah, people are swimming there all the time. I got a little dock and, you know, kayaks. Everybody has a boat down there, and we're down by the river all the time.
Yeah, are you getting in a kayak or doing any of that?
Every once in a while, yeah.
Yeah. Ernie Hawkins here with us along with Clint Hoover, and we're going to have time probably for two or three more.
Okay.
Up to you guys as to what you'd like to do.
Right. Well, I'm going to play a solo, a rag from Speaking of Reverend Gary Davis, one of his most famous rags, a song I learned when I was, maybe 16 or 17. I don't know. And it's probably one of his great jazz instrumentals back then. And I'm thinking about it now. I'm sure this was a song he played in the early 20s or even earlier when he was playing in a string band with Blind Willie Walker in the teens. Teens and 20s, they had a famous string band and mostly blind guys.
What was it called? The string band?
No idea.
Huh.
No, it just went under Willie Walker's name, and they recorded a couple songs. And Gary Davis, the very young Gary Davis, was in that. Think about, you know, this music is over 100, easily over 100 years now, and that kind of scares me. But
he probably was playing this song when he was
a teenager,
and you learned it
as
from him as a teenager, which is pretty neat to think about.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, in the 60s, we were only a generation or two from the blues guys. There were a lot of them still alive. And that music was still there, and ragtime and early jazz was still there. There were a lot of people around still played it. And, you know, every generation that passes, a few generations since then, the further that recedes back in history and the less history, I feel like everybody knows. And it's kind of, it's the way of the world, but it's a shame. It's the way things work, particularly now when things are moving so fast.
Yeah, and as we mentioned earlier, when being in the same actual physical space as that person, you may be somebody who wants to learn from other musicians, and particularly those a generation ahead from you that are still playing, but it can't be just by watching videos or listening to records, being there.
Yeah. And, you know, back then, a lot of these guys were around and alive. You know, Lydon Hopkins, Mance Lipscomb, Robert Peat Williams.
John Hurt's another
one. John Hurt, yeah. I mean, so many great great players were right there in front of you, and it was kind of miraculous.
Yeah, they were so accessible, and I think about that. And not so much mainstream as much as not hidden. I mean, you could get at these guys in a way. Different genre, but John Hendricks, one of my heroes. I'm amazed that I was able to talk with him and chat with him and swap stories. Mose Allison's another one. It's so you're really going to take advantage of these opportunities. All the more reason to support the series that is put together. So what's the name of this here rag?
Slow Drag.
Oh, I love this song. I wouldn't have guessed this.
He called it various things. Sometimes he called it Cincinnati Flow Rag.
Thank you. Ernie Hawkins, putting the whole room in awe here. Everybody's staring at Ernie, listening. It's got to be so, you know, not being a musician, for you guys to be able to connect relatively recently.
Mentioned, you know, I've known of Ernie for years and his work, and so it's been very exciting and an honor for me to actually play with him. So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. It should be a great show. You feel like doing one? I don't want to put you.
Happy to. We're just getting warmed up here.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
This is a key of C, mm-hmm. And this is a song from the great Blind Willie Johnson, Texas, mostly known as a slide player, genius, guitar evangelist. Everybody loved Blind Willie Johnson. He traveled with Blind Willie McTell for a while, I heard, and Gary Davis loved him, always talked a lot about him. So this is one of his songs. This is one of his more famous songs. I learned this. I was touring with Maria Muldorf for a while, and she loved this song, so we worked out this version of it.
try to read it right. Far as I can understand, ain't nothing but a burning light. Somebody tell me,
from September 14th, 2019, Ernie Hawkins and Clint Hoover. Coming up, a performance featuring Molly Alphabet, backed by Chet Vincent and Trish Imbrogno. We hope you're enjoying this week's special edition of the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, featuring great live performances from past broadcasts. We'll be back in the studio live next week with our usual mix of acoustic music and family fun.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
It was Labor Day weekend 2017 when Lawrenceville singer Molly Alphabet and Chet Vincent came to visit along with Trish Imbrogno on upright bass. They turned in a great performance. Here they are.
Well, it's a 40-hour work week, baby, just 'cause someone said so. And it's 6 more weeks of winter just 'cause that's the way the wind blows. In French they say if you ain't shopping, you keep walking, you're just licking the windows, just licking the windows. And I like the ways in which my face is getting older, and I like the ways in which my friends are getting bolder. And you crank up the juice. Thank you. just 'cause someone said so.
Molly Alphabet, backed by Trish Imbrogno and Chet Vincent. Did you have other candidates to include in terms of the cliches you chose to opine on in that song?
That's sort of how most of my songwriting starts, is there's a cliche, so to speak, a turn of phrase that just sticks in my head. That one being from high school French class, actually, licking the windows.
I've never heard that. I was going to ask you. It's clear. What a great expression.
Yes.
And then can you imagine somebody from France coming here and in English saying, let's go lick the windows?
Yeah, faire du lèche-vitrine, and that's how they say window shopping. So I just always thought that was really cute and poignant and always stuck in my head. So 12 years later, I made it the title of a song.
Well, it's nice to have you here. Have you been playing with these two a lot?
Yes. So this whole project started as a spinoff from Chet has more of a rock and roll band, and he wanted to write more rootsy, folky country songs. So originally he was writing the songs. That was probably 6 years ago now. And Trish joined on as our bass player almost immediately, so 5 years at least.
So talking to Chet, you were writing songs maybe that weren't exactly right for the big band, your rock band, but you wanted to have a group to play those in?
Oh, definitely. Molly and I are really into like old classic country and classic folk songs. And I was writing some stuff like that that seemed like it'd be better for her to sing, and she's got a great voice. So we started as a side recording project, and she's really run with it and is really good at writing songs. So.
Yeah, these songs sound that's why I think everything you're doing is original, right? Today?
Today, yes.
And mm-hmm. These songs sound like they could have been written years ago. That's a compliment. I can't quite put my finger on it, but they sound like they're coming from a deep country catalog. And a lot of that has to do with the way you're singing them, mm-hmm. Too. Let me catch up with Trish, too, part of the band. I just tagged you on Facebook.
Right.
She's Patricia on Facebook.
I am.
Do you prefer Trish or Patricia?
I prefer Trish.
I thought so. I got scared for a minute when I saw Patricia there. Chet is... It's Chet Vincent with small letters, like in the E.E. Cummings style of Chet Vincent.
Very artsy.
How did you hook up with these two?
I was introduced by another musician in the city, and they needed a bass player. And I think it was at the 31st Street Pub was the first time I met these guys, and it was after a show I played. And then I started to play with them, so...
Well, turned out she lived around the corner from us, so
oh yeah, we
all
did.
Came together.
Oh, that's great. And what other projects are you involved in now, Trish?
I play with the Grant Street Grifters. It's a folk duo. And the Casual Hobos is a bluegrass trio. And then the Charlie Hustle and the Grifters is an electric jam band.
I thought there's a lot to keep track of.
Trish stays busy.
Yeah. So let's turn to Molly. We'll have another song in a second, but Molly... You've been here before, but some people are hearing you for the first time. Can you tell us a little bit about where you grew up and how you came to be where you are today? You can start, like, at birth.
Okay.
No.
Well, I'm born and raised in Lawrenceville, right on 52nd Street, and my family's actually been there for 4 or 5 generations on both sides.
You're not one of those new, let's move to Lawrenceville.
Well,
people.
My one grandpa was actually from Bloomfield, truth be told, so not totally pure Lawrenceville.
Scoundrel.
Yeah.
The scoundrel, that's almost
But yeah, so I definitely did not grow up with country music at all. I have one older brother who sort of got into it, and then... when I was in college in Washington, D.C., I just found myself kind of going back to some of those old songs that he used to play and got really, really into it. And then when we moved back to Pittsburgh in 2007, we found out there was a little burgeoning classic country scene right in my own neighborhood with Slim Forsyth, you know, and Trish living right around the corner.
The
Beagle Brothers. It was really refreshing to come back to Pittsburgh and find other people doing this kind of music right in my neighborhood.
Yeah. So. Where did you go to school?
There used to be a Catholic school on 44th Street called St. John Newman. And then for high school, I went to Shadyside Academy, and that's where I met Chet.
Yeah, I remember St. John Newman. And how about in D.C.?
Georgetown.
And because there has always been a pretty strong folk and bluegrass scene in D.C., and I don't know whether you were exposed to that there.
We were not. We were in the part of D.C. that was, you know, college students, transient government employees. You know, there was not a lot of rootsy anything in the part of D.C. that we were in.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of why I was kind of looking back to that music.
For a time, American University's radio station had quite a lot of bluegrass on the radio. These days, it's your usual public radio favorites. I think they still do it on.
We didn't really get out into the broader city channel. Much, you know, as college students, you kind of live in a bubble.
Yeah, you both went to Georgetown, is that?
I went to GW, just down the street.
Okay, how sweet. when did you discover how much you loved singing?
Kind of, you know, Chet more or less brought it out of me, I would say. Going to a Catholic school in grade school, for the most part, everybody kind of sings a little bit in the choir and in weekly mass. And then in high school, I was in the choir, but I always definitely just hung in the back and didn't really get into it much. But I would sing just around the house in the car all the time. So when Chet wanted to start this project, he was like, I know you can sing. I've heard you sing. So, and we kind of honed it from there.
Well, you really have a good voice and a very clear voice. Trish, it's got to be fun for you to play with these two.
Yeah, it is. Country music wasn't something I played. I played bluegrass and folk, but it lended itself well to what I knew. So.
Yeah, and it. You're keeping the heartbeat really nicely as they go, and a lot of bluegrass and folk musicians, there is not much country in their repertoire, typically, or even music with the style of country. So it's neat to have you here playing along with them.
Yeah, it's great to be here. And we've actually worked a few bluegrass songs into our repertoire with our drummer and without. So it's nice to cross the two genres together. So
yeah, I was going to ask, do you often have a drummer with the three of you? Because country music is almost always expected often, at least, have a drummer. Who, anybody in particular? Or
yeah, probably most shows we do with, actually it's a six-piece band. They couldn't be here today, unfortunately, but Josh Carter plays his drums with us. He's an excellent country drummer. Daniel Dickison on lead guitar, and Teal Fitzpatrick plays keys, and sometimes Reed Connolly on pedal steel. So it's a very fluid band, but that's the core group.
That sounds great. Molly, you mentioned the EP that's came out in May. What's the best way to get a hold of that?
On Bandcamp. You can listen to it on Spotify, buy it on iTunes, and on Bandcamp you can listen to all the tracks, and then if you like what you hear, download it. Or you can click a button to have us mail a physical copy to you.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And if you, an actual physical copy,
yeah, old school,
of music. But that's actually a good thing to have. But Molly will probably autograph it for you if you,
absolutely,
if you ask her to. Molly Alphabet, Chet Vincent, Trish
Imbrogno. Yeah,
Imbrogno.
Like lasagna.
Like lasagna. That's a great thing. I always say burger like hamburger because people want to say burger. So we could start a club for people with names that can be helped along by food references.
I see a restaurant in the making.
I do. There's Vincent's Pizza for Chet, yeah, and Alphabet Soup for Molly. Perfect. We're set. And there's a cereal called Alphabets, too. Who knew? Do you want to do another song?
Sure. This one is called What Lies West. A friend of ours out in L.A., she wrote a screenplay, and she asked me to write a theme song for it. It's an adventure movie, a coming of age about two young women in California on an adventure to the ocean.
Sunrise is in my kitchen window. Sunset's in my back door. She shows her finest colors when she hangs low. I got a feeling she wants to show me more. What lies west? Woo-hoo. Girl, head west. Well, I I had a sister, and I never used to call upon my friends. But when she sang below the hills, you know I missed her. You and me gon' bring her back again. What lies west? Not to be surprised by me too. Shadows lace the crooked trail. We walk them hand in hand. Why should we be scared of what we don't know? I'm beginning to understand what lies west.
Saturday Light Brigade with Molly Alphabet, and that one you wrote,
yes.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. Sounds like a movie. You know, you can sort of see that in the background of a movie, the instrumental version, all sorts of different.
We went in the studio and recorded like a slow version, yes.
I've run into lots of projects like this where we've needed to, you know, do something, you know, write a song for it, help out with the soundtrack. You know, give songs that we've recorded to friends doing projects. It's pretty great.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's nice to be able to collaborate in that way and to be really egalitarian about it, too, to share music and or charge a reasonable, you know, fee for that kind of stuff and hope for the best.
Yeah, and it's nice to see, you know, your songs being used for something or someone else, you know, taking it and using it for their creative project.
That's great. Well, we have time I think for two more, if you're up for it, unless I lost count. What would you like to do next?
This is another one from the new EP. Chet also wrote this one. That's four songs that I wrote on there and one that Chet wrote. This one's called White Wine.
Ready? One and two and...
White wine goes straight to my head. White wine, even when I'm drinking red. Fog out in the pasture. Trouble. My love comes calling.
That's a fine song. That's one, I don't know, you could hear that coming out in a movie or making it as a country chestnut. I really liked the bass line on that song too, Trish. It it really pushed it along. But it's been great to have you here. This will be our last chance to talk. Thank you, all three of you, for being here today. And the song you're going to close with is the one you did during soundcheck, which was, it still is, a great song. What's it called?
It's called Naked in the Eyes of the Lord.
Naked in the Eyes of the Lord. And if ever there was a fresh song that sounds like an old country song, I think this is it. Here again is Molly Alphabet along with Chet and Trish.
If you like perfect singing, then you damn sure won't like my But if you like pretty good rhythm, baby, I have got the time. If you wanna go out dancing, honey, that will be just fine. Or I've got a big old comfy couch and a big old box of wine. And now I'm naked in the eyes of the Lord, and the Lord likes what he sees. I'm gonna go downtown, I'm gonna shake it around, I'm buzzing like a honeybee. Ain't nobody else in the whole wide world that wants to hang out with me. But I'm looking at you, and you're looking too good to be true. If you want a great big wedding, baby, that sounds just divine. It's you and me and Elvis in a Vegas conga line. We'll march up and down the strip to the California line. All the happy people joining in, just keeping perfect time. And now I'm naked in the eyes of the Lord, and the Lord likes what he sees. I'm gonna go downtown, I'm gonna shake it around, I'm buzzing like a honeybee. In the whole wide world that wants to hang out with me. But I'm looking at you, and you're looking too good to be true. Oh, maybe I should pay attention to the way I look when I leave my house. Woo-hoo! Yeah, maybe I should pay attention to the way attention to the way I look when I leave my house. Yeah, maybe I should pay attention to the way I look when I leave my house. Woo-hoo! Oh, the rum punch at this baby shower's got me feeling fine. It's 2 p.m., it's me again, I've got you on my mind. Start living, babe, if you can find the time. I'll tell you all about it if I get you on the line. And now I'm naked in the eyes of the Lord, and the Lord likes what he sees. I'm gonna go downtown, I'm gonna shake it around, I'm buzzing like a honeybee. Ain't nobody else in the whole wide world that wants to hang out with me. But I'm looking at you, and you're looking too good to be true. And now I'm naked in the eyes of the Lord, and the Lord likes what he sees. I'm gonna go downtown, I'm gonna shake it around, I'm buzzing like a honeybee. Ain't nobody else in the whole wide world that wants to hang out with me. But I'm looking at you, and you're looking too good to be true.
Molly Alphabet, along with Chet Vincent and Trish Imbrogno, from September 2nd, 2017.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app. This is Larry Berger. We'll be back again with our usual mix of acoustic music and family fun next week. You're listening to a special edition of the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, featuring great live performances from past broadcasts.
88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP-FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 90.7 KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, 91.7 WCUC FM Clarion, 91.7 WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Todd Burge is from Parkersburg, West Virginia. He is a songwriter's songwriter, and every time I listen to his songs, I'm amazed at the depth of his lyrics and that great voice of his. I'm also grateful that he does, whenever he is in the Pittsburgh area, that there's always a place for him to share new music and perform. Here from September 29th, 2018, Todd Burge.
My youth was a mess. Every day was a test, and I'd fail like a fool who just daydreamed in school. But now I'm old, I look back on my past, just me and my dad making the best with what we had. With two legs in one sack, we seemed to sync up like that, but we'd always fall flat on our faces. Then we'd go back, back, back to races. In a three-legged race, the winner takes all, and the losers are left with a sack made of burlap. There's no time to nap, so condition yourself, and if you win, you can fight as to which one of you gets the prize. But Dad and I, we were one close peas in our pod who had gotten the nod from the god of good losers. Then we'd go back, back, back to the races. We'd go back. I'm on, I need to find me a way to go it alone. In this race, I've gone from kicking the can to so close to the bucket that I look back on my life and I say, I know this place.